This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Local news is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Have you noticed a fire hydrant nearby your house that may be a little bit too blocked in by the snow? Well, it only takes a few seconds to help it out. You can shovel a path from the street to the hydrant, clear at least 3 feet around the hydrant, and check on it after additional snowfall or plowing. Remember, in an emergency, every second counts, and it only takes a small effort to help out your local fire department. Greg Gunderson and Joel Karnick spoke with Jody Podmolik as part of Reality Radio this week about the upcoming Winter Golf Classic.
We are going to set up this year on Memorial Field, which is the high school baseball field. So the course will be set up out there. We're going to be using the old elementary school. We'll have concessions set up. We'll have raffles, a DJ. We'll have indoor games. TJ has a batting cage set up that we're going to allow people to purchase balls if they want to get a little swinging in if it's been a while, and just go from there and have a great day. If you don't want to golf, just come on down. We'll have a good concessions. We'll have music running on inside and game set up. Just a good time to get out and get some fresh air and get moving again. The baseball and softball program received the funds. We're always working on improving the facilities, so one thing at a time. We just keep going at it and keep working hard. Sign up ahead of time. We have it on our Facebook page, our youth baseball and softball website. There's a QR code. You just scan that. It pulls you up to the Sign Up Genius, and then you just sign up for your time. It's every 15 minutes it runs. We have space for four people per 15 minutes. They can also call me if they have any issues signing up. But yeah, we just sign up online, so you can sign up anytime you want.
Once again, that event is taking place Saturday, February 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at Memorial Baseball Field in Phillips. And remember, you can find more information online at Phillips Youth Baseball / Softball in Forward Park on Facebook and at loggerball.com. It's Wisconsin Salt Week, a chance for environmental advocates to highlight how salt impacts our waters. Here's Savannah Tomey Olson with more.
This is the time of year where we use salt to make streets less slick and sidewalks safer. According to Wisconsin Saltwise, all it takes is one teaspoon of salt to pollute 5 gallons of fresh water and make it toxic to some species. The Department of Natural Resources says just over the last 20 years or so, chloride in our water supply has risen by about 28%. That can even impact how our water tastes, according to Megan Rippey, an assistant professor of civil and environmental engineering at Virginia Tech.
The U.S. EPA and the WHO do make recommendations that are intended to be protective of people on low-sodium diets. So that's a value of about 20 milligrams per liter sodium.
Over the last 20 years, more than a third of Wisconsin community wells have exceeded the lower end of those standards. Aaron Rodman owns Extra Mile Snow Plowing. They take care of 70% of all the commercial pavement in West Bend. He says about 10 years ago, he was hesitant to adopt eco-friendly measures. But now, pre-wetting salt before dropping it and using more advanced plows have allowed him to drop his salt use.
I was not sold. The rest of my employees, they drank the Kool-Aid and were like, Aaron, you got to take some of this too. And I'm like, no, I got to take care of our customers. This isn't the way to go. They got me on board. It's good Kool-Aid. It really is. These practices work. They're incredibly more sustainable for the environment, and they're incredibly profitable.
Wisconsin Saltwise hosts free training for snow removal pros to teach them some of these more eco-friendly practices. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Attention snowmobilers, when you're out and about, it's important to keep eyes out for ice heaves. They're easily hidden under snow, difficult to cross, and forceful impact can cause serious injury. The Mercer area snowgoers yesterday made a post that said there have been reports of ice heaves being present on the flowage, and they remind you all to please ride safe. Wednesday, as part of Reality Radio, Greg Gunderson spoke with Jody Grandis about the upcoming SEAL Team fundraising breakfast.
Come join us for breakfast on Sunday the 1st. Pam and Chuck at Global South Fork serve up a fantastic breakfast. They have made-from-scratch pancakes, French toast, fresh cinnamon rolls, savory sausage, eggs, hash browns, you name it. It's buffet style. It is wonderful. We will be having athletes helping serve and clean the tables, and I just can't thank them enough for taking and sponsoring this event. All the proceeds go directly to the team. So come out, have some amazing food, and help support our area youth. All the coaches will be there and answering questions. I plan to have my computer up with a slideshow of different highlighting, you know, different kids and our program and what our program can offer for people.
Once again, that is taking place Sunday, February 1st over at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville from 8 a.m. to noon. Plates are $12 and kids 5 and under eat free. If you have any questions, you can call Mark at 715-820-3707. Rebuilding Together Fox Valley has been helping seniors, people with disabilities, and others stay in their homes. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
The Dairyland Patriot reports that contractors and volunteers with the organization have been doing the necessary work to make homes habitable and safe for 25 years. Among the modifications and repairs that RTFV offers are handrails, bathtub tread, smoke alarms, plumbing, night lights, and locks. Via Jones is RTFV's executive director. She said offering safety modifications can keep a person out of a care facility.
That's taking away your freedom, your independence of who you've been. Mm-hmm. And I see that happening, and knowing that we can go in, do some fall prevention, do some grab bars, do some safety things to keep people in their homes and keep them safe, happy, and healthy, like, that's what I'm focusing on.
RTFV's work is not limited to individual residents. It also includes helping provide necessary repairs and modification for other area nonprofits, like food pantries, shelters, and organizations that serve the elderly or people in need. Rebuilding Together began in Midland, Texas in the early 70s, and the Fox Cities chapter is one of only two Rebuilding Together satellites in Wisconsin, the others in Sheboygan County. Rebuilding Together Fox Valley relies on community development block grants, corporate sponsors, individual donations, and an annual fundraiser for funding, and, more importantly, the time and talent of its dedicated volunteers. Read more about this and other stories at thedairylandpatriot.com. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Local News right here on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks slump continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks head to Boston next to play the Celtics after losing to the Wizards. 109-99, Miles Turner had 21 points, 14 rebounds, but says that missed shots were not the Bucks' problem.
The reason we lost tonight is not makes and misses. It's the bonehead errors, you know. It's the foul and jump shooters for 20 points, whatever it was. It's offensive rebounds. It's turnovers. Like, that's been our Achilles heel the past couple of games. I think we're playing, you know, the right way to win games, but it's the margin, you know, that I think we're losing right now. Only something that we correct ourselves.
In Milwaukee, outgoing team president Peter Fagan, given a farewell ceremony, Fagan asked if he discussed the trade rumors with Giannis, who was in attendance.
I'd like to say, how do we knock out the noise? You know, and Giannis, I always joke about it. He's focused on rehab. All he cares about is getting back on the court. The one thing that's undeniable, this is his home. This is like where he raised his family. This is like what he loves.
That's the Bucks' Peter Fagan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and cold again today. We'll get to around 10 above for a high this afternoon, with wind north at 5 to 10, which will keep the wind chill below zero most of the day. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, down to 2 below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.